When we went to Ellis Island, we saw many amazing exhibits about the island's past. One of my favorite exhibits was the one about belongings that immigrants have brought with them. Some of them were elaborate dresses and shirts, rings, gold cups with gems, silverware, and there was even my favorite, a wood staff. That one was my favorite because it was all gnarled and blackened and it looked menacing. Another one of the exhibits that I liked was the Great Hall. Even though it did not have the benches that it had when it was still in use, it was still very cool. At one end, there were some desks that were used for people's names to be translated into English. First, they had a piece of paper that had the names of the people immigrating in their native language, and then on the other side of the paper, they wrote down the people's names in English. Another one of the exhibits, I did not like this one so much, was the dormitories where immigrants would stay overnight if they had to. There were bunk bed cots that looked very uncomfortable, and the toilet was a hole in the ground. If you were an immigrant, you would have to go through many medical tests at Ellis Island. They would do stuff like lift up your eyelids with hooks to check if you had a disease that they could not cure, and a lot more nasty things that I won't mention. If you had one of the diseases, then you were held back, and you were questioned in a small courtroom. And if you lost a case, you had to be sent back to your old country. It would be very terrible because in the test, you were separated from your family, and they would only learn if you were sent back after the test, and by then you would be gone on the next boat. You would have to endure the ship ride back and go back to the country that you never wanted to set foot on again for the rest of your life. I think Ellis Island is a very cool place, and I think you should go there.